The Wrangell landfill has a new place for disposing old fishing nets.
Any commercial fishermen can go to the dump, drop their nets off. They need to be stripped of lead and cork line, and they need to go into this receptacle with the salt bag.
Trevor Keller is with the Wrangell Cooperative Association, working as an environmental tech assistant under the Indian Environmental General Assistance Program. Keller says Trident Seafoods is donating large salt bags to contain the nets. Those bags will be in a receptacle at the landfill, marked for net disposal. The WCA surveyed residents earlier this summer about their most pressing environmental concerns, and illegal dumping was at the top of the list. The WCA teamed up with the city, the Petersburg Indian Association, and Trident Seafoods to do something about fishing nets, which are just part of the larger issue of illegal dumping on Wrangell Island. Wrangell Harbor Master Greg Meisner says fishing net disposal has been a problem for years.
And many times they get thrown in our dumpsters, which makes a very large problem for the trucks, because once they get dumped into the garbage truck, it gets tangled up inside the equipment and makes a real mess out of it. And the public works folks driving the truck, it's really hard and dangerous for them to get the things cleaned out.
Meisner says the harbors used to have open-top bins designated for nets, but people put other kinds of waste in there too.
It would all go into this receptacle for nets, and then the birds would find the garbage bags and spread it all over the parking lot. So we at the harbor just got tired of picking up mess after mess after mess.
That's when the landfill started collecting nets instead. The new program will have a different way of collecting and disposing of nets, but Meisner says it still starts with fishermen getting motivated to take their nets to the landfill.
The fact that they're going to collect at the landfill is great. It's a good spot for it, and there'll be a receptacle there for fishermen to literally pull up, dispose it right in the location it needs to go. That still requires a fisherman to take that step and take it from their boat to the truck and from the truck to the landfill, and not just take the easy route, which is back up to our dumpster with everything else and throw it all and make a mess.
Keller says that's why they're trying to incentivize the program. Once nets are brought to the landfill, they'll be shipped, likely for free, to Petersburg. The Petersburg Indian Association already has a net recycling program, but they haven't collected enough to meet the minimum poundage required to ship the nets out. Keller says with free salt bags and free shipping, the net recycling program will come at no cost.
PIA, Petersburg Indian Association, they'll take our nets for free, so the entire recycling endeavor, I guess it will be completely free. It's everybody in the community helping out, doing their little part.
Petersburg will ship the nets to Seattle, and from there, the nets will be shipped to Slovenia so they can be melted down and made into new nylon products. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katarina Sestarek.